boys and girls, welcome back to the Academy Podcast, the podcast that exists for the next generations of young athletes and adolescents. And today, in our Simple Mindset Bio, what we are going to touch on is how you can have the best ideas that you will ever have. And there's a funny commonality between these is that it's when they come when life is most quiet. They come when you slow down. They come when you detach, when you unplug from everything, when you unplug from your phone, when you unplug from life, when you unplug from people, from music and podcasts, from this reality that we've created for ourselves. Because new ideas are formed by the coming together of older ideas. It's a form of integrative thinking. If you think of Sherlock Holmes linking together the pieces of a mystery, utilizing the string on his wall, that's how new ideas are formed. And there's a powerful equation known as ideas in equal ideas out. And whilst it's true that we need to take in phenomenal ideas in order to integratively think, it's the ideas out that matter most. And these ideas stem from when the subconscious mind takes over. That's when we have the eureka moment, like that shower idea, like that idea on a walk as we're drifting off to sleep. It's when the mind is at its most quiet. It's this eureka moment where life is at its most quiet. And it's this eureka moment atmosphere that we need to seek more of so that we can have better ideas. And there's an exceptional book called A Technique for Producing Ideas by James Webb Young. And what it does is it delves into this phenomenon. It's so short that you can read it in about an hour. And in its simplest terms, here's the steps that you can take from it. The first is that you write down everything you can about a specific idea or a specific problem that you want to overcome, a specific solution that you need. You write them down onto note cards of paper. Then when you can't think of anything else to write, throw the pen away and shuffle them around in front of you into different combinations. So things mightn't make sense, but just try and put some things together. When you can't do that any longer, pack it up, put them away and leave it. And I mean leave it. Throw them in the cupboard, put them somewhere that you're never going to remember them. Go for a walk, get on with life, just leave it alone. That's it. Because now the work is up to that subconscious mind. It's up to it to create these new ideas, like how a fine wine is going to sit in an oak barrel, in a cellar, for months upon months upon months, or maybe even years. It's this subconscious mind plus the quietness plus time that brings about the best ideas that you'll ever have. So whether you are struggling with overcoming an obstacle at the moment, you might be frustrated or overwhelmed that you just can't find the answer, sit with it and think about all the possibilities that might work. Seek out new information from people who might have overcome that obstacle before you. If you need an idea on how to develop yourself, on how to level up, just sit with it and come up with every single thing that you could think of. There's no stupid answers here. There's no stupid ideas or stupid thoughts. Just put them all down. So the actionable tips or the questions or the steps that you need to take from this little mindset bite: ask yourself what idea or what solution you need to create or what part of your life you might need clarity on. Do the work of thinking hard about it, coming up with those different ideas or solutions or scenarios or combinations. Put them all down on paper and then try and find different combinations out of them. Then put them away, de-stress, unplug, get away from it all and let your subconscious mind work its magic. It truly is as simple as that, guys. And the funniest thing is that it does take time. I've just realized that I did one of these maybe 6 weeks ago, and the breakthrough, the idea that I had, just came to me a couple of days ago. And one of the things that I struggle with most is patience. But this technique continues to work again and again and again. And every time I look at some of the best ideas that I've had to do with the academy and over this past year, they've come to me while I'm driving the car. They've come to me while I'm down at the beach for a walk, or they've come to me while I'm in the shower. It just continues to happen. It's not when we try and fit more in. It's when we slow down because there's power in slowing down in order to speed up. Until tomorrow, guys, have a great day.